Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
Well, lots to talk about. One thing, of course, been so much in the news of late is same-sex marriage and the Supreme Court ruling a couple of weeks back, and almost immediately counties in Texas, at least some counties, started issuing the licenses, and Hunt County is one of those, and seems to have gone along without too much comment or controversy so far.
Basically the decision came out, late in the week. I think it was either Thursday or Friday.
It's a Friday.
The Hunt County clerk, they waited until that Monday, because basically all the county clerks really needed updated forms and software, because a lot of the terminology was gender specific. And so the concern was that issuing those licenses, early would possibly invalidate them if there's a legal challenge later on. Some of the counties didn't really care about that much. Others did. I'm sure some used it as an excuse to postpone that as long as possible. But regardless, the county clerk in here in Hunt County started issuing them. There's been several issued so far.
Do you know how many?
The last time I checked, I want to say there were six.
Mm-hmm.
But that was last week, so I have to get an updated number, which I should have here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked with a gay couple that did get a marriage certificate in Hunt County, and was able to sit down with them and talk with them about the process, and everything I can understand was that it went really smoothly, and they already got it signed by Justice of the Peace, and I think it was in the mail the day I was talking to them, and from what I could tell, it was a pretty simple process for them. So, that's definitely going on in Hunt County. I don't think there's a significant amount of same-sex couples that are getting those certificates in the county, but it's definitely happening, and will continue to happen.
And you have a story coming out.
Yes,
with that couple.
Mm-hmm. I was able to sit down, do an interview with them, and take some photos, and so hopefully we'll have a feature on them sometime soon. This week is kind of my goal.
Okay. Who would actually perform the ceremony? You get a license from the county clerk, but who then would a justice of the peace? Or
Justice of the peace, yeah, theirs was done by a justice of the peace. But what's interesting in the state of Texas, there's a lot of people that can do it. Licensed ministers can do it. Justices of the peace can do it. And you can even get a certificate yourself, be certified, as a non-religious, person to do that.
Well, let's talk about another thing or two here. Hunt County Commissioner's Court and other elected officials are looking forward to a pay increase, but they have to go through some public hearings first, right?
Absolutely. Basically, the next fiscal year is kind of upon us, and the Commissioner's Court, they approved some increases for Hunt County elected officials, which there are more than 20 of them when you figure out who all of them are. And so there's going to be a couple of public hearings in August. We're still waiting on the exact dates and times for those, but those will be posted in the newspaper. But a vast majority of the offices are going to receive about a $1,000 raise. The three JPs are going to get about $7,000. The one that really stands out is there's a constable place three. Most of the constables right now are making about $40,000. They're going to get about a $10,000 raise. But constable for place three was making about half what all the rest of the other constables were. And so that position is going to receive about a $30,000 raise, which is by far the most significant raise.
Yeah.
And I think that initially that position wasn't seen as one that had a lot of, had as much responsibility, and it's definitely grown. So I think that's kind of the reasoning behind that.
I see. We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, who is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, Bowie School, which is a long-standing, iconic building in Greenville, has finally been demolished.
Yeah, it's no longer standing, unfortunately, for a lot of people. I mean, obviously, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, I think, because a new facility is, I'm sure is going to be gorgeous and something that the students really enjoy. I think that there's a lot of nostalgia regarding that building in the community, and I think a lot of people are sad to see it go as much as it may have needed to go. In talking with school officials, the district officials, they seem to be very cognizant of of that, the fact that the community really cares about it. And so, you know, some of the items that were in the building that were abated are going to be sold at auction at some point. I know they're going to be taking down some of the trees on the property and repurposing that wood for new items within the building. So I think there's definitely going to be, you know, some intention to connect this new facility with the older one.
Caleb, we're out of time, so thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
Caleb Slaker, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.